There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is SOS, Shonky Old Shows, where we watch Shonky Old Shows. Where do the Daleks go for their holidays? Exeter, mate. Is it? Exeter, mate. It's got to be, hasn't it? Exeter, mate.
Hang on, it's Jerry's joke. Let's see
Well,
the
Jerry's
punch.
Typing with Parkinson. We might not
Let's
get
see the punchy.
Not with Parkinson's. Exeter, mate. Yep. I said it. There we go.
Oh, your joke tops him, and he was just.
I stole the punchline from a disabled man in living in a care home. That's
put that in the metro.
That's the kind of bastard I am. Don't care. Let's continue watching.
Yeah.
Making Slough Happy. Now, I have to stress, while we are doing this, you,
Jerry, bugger.
You can still call in. All right, you can still call in. In fact, we'll take this call right now. Hello, Alistair.
Good evening, Catherine and hello. Ian.
He forgot my name.
And
yeah. Right, I'm going to email Kate while you're doing that.
What's going on, Alistair? Well, it's nice to hear your voice.
Well, I'm actually overjoyed to see you particularly tonight, Catherine.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I spoke to Ian yesterday.
Right.
And I've missed you.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Alistair.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of questions for you, Catherine, tonight.
Go on, let's hear them.
First of all...
Make it quick, please, mate. We've got quite a lot to get through,
we've got
Alistair.
All the time in the world.
Last week you were saying that you've got a projector and you show films for your
kids. Blueies, yes, shows blueies for the lads.
I do not show
blueies for the sailors.
There are no lads.
So...
Lockdown.
I was wondering...
Yes.
And you said that you were showing Back to the Future, so... This is not like one of these electronic projectors. Is this a film projector?
No, no, it's an electronic one. You can plug it into your computer with an HDMI.
Ah, right.
And it's brilliant.
It's great for showing blueies for the sailors.
I
they can't
know.
Come in because of COVID, but they can look through the window. Social distancing, though.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. We could do a drive-in.
They're Romeo and Juliet.
I thought that you somehow managed to get hold of... I don't know, a Super 8 version of Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2 was on Amazon Prime. They're all on free if you've got Amazon Prime subscription at the moment. So they had Back to the Future 2 this weekend. And they
JG,
were,
thank you for the gift.
They were as disgusted.
Knockers
with,
are better.
They were disgusted and disappointed with the ending as we were back in 1990, whenever it was.
Right.
Because it's a to-be-concluded ending. And both kids went, what? And then it said, next film coming, 1990.
I'll have to watch the next one now.
Yeah, so that's next weekend sorted.
Yeah, but they are good, them electronic project. What do they call them? Projectors.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm really chuffed with mine. It's my favourite toy. I love
it. Yeah, you're probably better than Ian's viewing now, isn't it?
Well, maybe a bit, yeah.
Maybe
it's good.
Not.
It's really good.
Lino, thank you for the subscription. He's new here, but it's 12 months.
Oh, appreciate it.
0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. Thank you, Paul Loves Retro, for the knockers are better. So we were watching Oh no, we've just been sent an email actually that of this is quite sorry, just read that. So this is Nina. Is this our Nina? Yeah, this is our Nina, right?
Yeah.
Let me download it. Evening, both. Thought you might like to see our similar stray cat rescue in progress. A cat has been appearing in my sister's garden and sleeping in her shed. She set up a motion sensor cat cam that we can view on an app. Love it. Attached is a clip of when the cat discovered the comfy box put in place for her in the shed. Progress so far. Cat being fed, accepting strokes, purrs a lot, slept indoors once, big belly, so may have kittens or worms. That's kittens. So let's have a little look. I don't want a new codec. Oh, you're joking. Maybe if I play it with, I'll play it with. No, I don't want to play it with that. I want to play it with VLC or something.
What's going on?
Hang on a minute. Let's go here. Downloads. Where is that? There we go. Can I open it with VLC? Here we go. Oh, look. Is it that?
That's a bowl.
Okay, it's a minute and 11 seconds long. It feels a little...
A cat asleep in a box there.
So it's a cat. I thought we were going to see... Hang on a minute. That's a freeze frame because the cat isn't blinking and the time isn't moving.
Ticking. No.
Attached is a clip of when the cat... What? That's not a clip. Let me try and open it with something else. Try that one. No, okay. She is sent
well,
it in a...
Well, imagine a cat with a large belly in a box.
What is wrong with people? We're getting really... So someone called Paul says, Ian, why do you wallow in the past? You seem such a bitter individual. I reply, why are you such a C?
Why are you such an appalling spelt wrong presenter? And then again, you preach love, you're, I spelt wrong, a sad hypocrite.
Answer the question, why are you such a C? So fun times there, fun times.
Paul,
I love not working for a company. And if someone is really rude to me, I will call them a C. Yeah. I will do that, guys. I don't have no problems with that. Lino, thank you for the sub. DT Law 86, thank you for the sub. Scott, 6 month streak. Here's to another 6 months of fun. I spoke loudly then because I was farting.
I thought you might be. The end of this email that we've had from Paul Hardman.
Yes.
Hardman.
You're hard.
Sounds a lot like a threat. I think maybe we should forward it to the police. You and your pointless sidekick deserve all you get.
Talking about cocaine, piss, pussy on Twitch, you think that's acceptable? You and your pointless sidekick deserve all you get. Well, you deserve to have your email address handed out.
It's not his email address, is it?
It's not his email address. Right, so let's find... Now, we downloaded it, didn't we? Making Slough happy.
Also, that's not how you spell stooped. That's not how you spell appalling. I mean, I could continue, but... You don't care what we think. But you're still watching.
Making Slough. I got to download it again. I might have to download it again. So I was on DMs.
George is trying to get into Every Second Counts.
Oh, we've got the board game of Every Second Counts.
Yes, we have.
Where is it? Jonathan, nothing. It's Pokemon Gary. Amy. Those videos. Michael. Where is it? Tom. That was it. This is the fella. We have got the Every Second Counts board game. Maybe we'll dig that out later. Here we go.
I think George is eating it.
Gets earlier every year. The countdown to Christmas is well and truly...
Isn't it? George!
Stop eating that,
mate,
please.
That cost me £8 on eBay.
Stopped.
There's a hole in it and he's getting in. George! Have you got a brick or a turd I can chuck at him?
Let me go and rescue the game.
Jeez! A cat! Cat does my nutting. Swear to God. There's no way to put it. Put it up on top there. Can you reach up there? This will be funny. Watch this. This will be funny.
Is that funny?
There we go. Yes. Yay. Boonam it. the chief scientific guy, just block, move on. Because JMH, thank you. I blocked him ages ago. Don't even bother. Right.
I did that in Aylesbury Town Centre earlier, didn't I?
Did what?
This.
Oh, Kath was... Oh, she was like she was drunk when we went to get our burger. She just walked. She came out of a shop, and I noticed out of the corner of my eye.
I was swaggering.
Real swagger. And then I said, "What are you swaggering for?" And then she went, "I'm
Britain's Next Top Model."
Took her jacket off over the shoulder. Can we go? I live here. Can we go home?
Yeah.
So Mondays are SOS, shonky old shows. This is where we watch the shows. The phone lines are still open. If I see someone ringing, I will take the phone call. You can call at any point during the show. Please know that. Please know that, okay? But in the meantime, we're going to watch. It was 20 minutes. Let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to about 18 minutes.
Did we finish the Tuesday Club section?
It was Tuesday Club. This is where Tuesday Club... This is where the inspiration for having different themes for the day... I dreamt it, and it came from this... So, can I make that bigger? Click to toggle random. There we go. Let's have it. This is Tuesday Club.
What you have here needs to be shared with other
people. Some of you probably haven't got a clue what we're talking about. So there was a show ages ago called Making Slough Happy, about 2006, I think it was, or maybe it was 2000, and it was awful. And I grew up in Slough, so I know this place very, very well. And it was just awful, awful, awful. But
was there a moment where all of a sudden everything became happy?
Oh, I'd moved out of it okay. By then. So this is the Tuesday Club. This is full of horny old women.
People, can we tempt you to go on the road?
Time in our world.
Our age.
But you're role models. Jean, you're a role model.
They so don't want to do it. But when you've got a film crew... And a persuasive gentleman like this, sometimes you got to go for it. 0203-286-6370, by the way.
These people have been gathering every Tuesday in peace in the nice big house with room enough for everyone to get their own dance space. Yep. They've been doing it for years without any pressure. And that's the point, isn't it? You get to an age in life where you don't need the pressure. You don't have to please anybody but yourself. Then this fella comes along with his cameras and forces them back onto the road.
Really, a lot of people, once they reach their 70s...
Friends forever, friends together. Look at these ladies, she doesn't want to be hugged.
80s have given up hope, especially if they're...
A lot of them...
They haven't. They're fine. What are you doing? What are you saying?
A lot of them are dying through lack of hope. It's a lack of hope.
Bereaved or widowed in some way.
Maybe we can gather together.
Yes.
If the day...
It would bring such pleasure to so many people.
Hey, Fonzie! Fonzie don't want to get involved in this.
The person next to Fonzie in the sage, hands on hips, not impressed.
I can't work. Look, I'm not. Listen, you know, but I don't understand any of these clothes. I really don't know what's
going on. It's all about comfort.
I'm for that. Mark says this show went too far and they had to make everyone sad again.
Yeah.
Gosh, okay.
With an average age of over 75.
Oh, isn't there a bit of kissing here? Doesn't he French someone?
Going back on the road is a decision not to be taken lightly.
You want to be in show business or not, sweetheart?
Send the camera. Here we go. Hey!
Not even on the road yet.
What I can do, actually, is I can make the phone number a little bit smaller because we're losing a little bit of the tongue.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Stop it. No. He's going for the mouth. That is creepy, isn't it?
I can't do it here.
Sarah.
Oh, Pat! You've censored it!
To ask.
Pat censored it.
Was it too late for? Was it too soon for? What is it time for?
Huh?
Well, I think there are certain things it's obviously too late for. I shan't be dancing around with quite the abandon I was when I was 20.
He's the only man left.
What's it too soon for? It's certainly too soon to relinquish.
The others died, dried husks.
Life. And to relinquish activity, to relinquish involvement with people. What's it time for? Well, that's a very interesting question. I wonder whether one of the things it's time for is a bit more engagement. with the outcomes that are arising.
Why is no one making the "they're all dead now" joke?
Someone is, Paddy O'Brien. Well done.
Thank you, Paddy. There we go.
You win five imaginary pounds.
From this group. You're all right, aren't you?
That'll be us in our 90s. Even though we're not married, I'm going to keep coming around and hugging you. You won't remember who I am.
Don't remember you, do you?
That's not in Slough. I've no idea where that is.
He's taking him on the road. That's how he's going to make him happy. Out of Slough.
They took drugs and Dave. Come on.
But before they can enjoy retirement, most people have to negotiate a working...
That's near the... That may even be on the left. I'm not quite sure. That the Mars factory. And if the wind was blowing in the right direction... Oh, you could smell Mars and swallow. It was lovely. It was
like
great.
Charlie Bucket.
Oh, it was great.
Life that spans around 11,000 days. Workplace specialists Philippa Chapman and Jessica Price-Jones have a mission to make people happy at the office.
Tell you how you make me happy in the office. Just let me do more work.
Pay me more money.
Please, can we have no team building exercise this year? That would make me happy.
Pay me more money.
Now, they've been working with one local business in particular. Tunes Engineering.
Good afternoon, James.
When Jess and Philippa arrived, happiness levels among the staff were slightly below the UK average of 6.5 out of 10.
They do all the submarine.
But the boss and self-confessed pessimist Chris Harbord could only muster a 3.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so what? So if he wants to be a 3, let him be
a 3. So judgy, aren't they? So judgy.
Let him be a 3, for crying out loud.
Someone's got to be a 3.
Let him be a 3.
Oh, I don't think there's any point in asking me about happiness, as I say, but I don't... Not really a believer in happiness.
No, I'm not given to happiness. No, what a waste of time.
What do you think were in those books in the bookcase?
Miserable thoughts.
It's,
Oh, I don't think there's any point in asking me...
All right, hang on. Just give me a minute. Miserable Thoughts by I Am Sad. I used to hate those jokes. Because they're all so contrived, aren't they?
Yeah.
Book title by an author that's got a sort of name.
it doesn't even work. I'm going to say it anyway. Pillow Nightmares by Down in the Mouth.
I've got one. Depressed. There you go, Sofa. Thank you. Depressed. Okay. I got one.
Oh.
Prostrating yourself as a child by Neil Young. Oh, he's a real person.
Yeah.
I Pee Freely, yes. Bubbles in the Bath by Ivor Windybottom. On the Edge of a Cliff by Eileen Dover. Maybe those jokes just weren't for kids.
Viagra by V. Hardman.
Or Ivor Biggin. okay, here we go. Onwards. 0203-286-637.
Nose Picking by Roland Flickett.
How to Use Your Swimming Pool by Paul Diver. Okay, all right, okay. Angus McCotup. What does that even mean,
Blues? McCotup.
Yeah, but Angus
McCotup.
Huge ass. Yeah, okay. Right.
Okay, now we get the idea with that.
About happiness, as I was saying.
Right. Those books is what I wanted to know, is what is in those books. There we go. Long Walks by Mr. Bus. It turns out they are funny. Where to Find Your Hat by Sonia Head.
Not really a believer in happiness.
However, after nearly 2 months, it seems his outlook on life is becoming a tad more optimistic.
Oh. Already we are...
Garden Views by Patio Doors. Advis. We're professionals, Advis.
Come on now.
We're beginning in the company to think in a more positive light, and I think I'm already seeing...
Insurmountable Problem by Major Setback.
Wee-wee by Peasing.
This by certain members of the staff, and that's got to be encouraging.
Right, we are going to divide you into three teams.
Jess and Philippa have identified lack of
Guide to Soft Floor Coverings by Walter Wall Carpet.
communication as the main block to happiness inside Tunes.
Let's watch this. It's Tunes.
So they've designed an exercise for...
Haunted House by Hugo Vest. That's terrible. That is terrible. Bessie, I'm tempted to ban you for that. That is terrible.
For the staff that they hope will highlight the problem, and they've invited Chris, the boss, to take part.
Poison dart frog? Poison dart frog?
That does appear.
Are they all going to do ayahuasca now?
We're going to do...
Well, it means they can come.
...today is that you create for us one puzzle. And you have got all the elements for creating this one puzzle.
It blooms, you've got it wrong. Minutes. It's not well endowed. It's Living with a Third Testicle by Hooja Nikobolikov. Childish Insults by P. Nusshead. Stop it now, guys. Stop it. Hey, Billy, don't encourage them, please, mate. They're not... No, stop it.
To do it.
I'm trying to watch this. The Newcastle Guide to Australian Soaps by Herman Dewey. I mean, come on.
You cannot talk or wander off to another group. Then
this doesn't sound like a fun game. This sounds like more orders.
Rainforest exercise.
Oh. When you've decided what you want to do, we start to make the puzzle over there.
I'll come back when we're working again.
Remember when I started at Three Counties and it was started with a week?
Mm-hmm.
A week.
Of team building.
Of team building. And talks about how to do a radio show.
Yeah. I remember going home and saying, oh, they made us like say all this stuff, and I'm pretty sure Ian thinks I'm an idiot.
I didn't really notice you. Because I was ignoring idiots. we had to do... I felt embarrassed for everybody. I just felt embarrassed for everybody that was involved in that, because it was awful. But I think everyone, most people, maybe a couple of people actually enjoyed it. But I came away thinking, oh, Jesus, I can't get a job anywhere else. I have to do this. I have to do this, and this is awful. But it was a week of just playing silly bugger games and then talking about how you do a radio show. I'm thinking, I know how to do a radio show.
Can we just go and do it?
Can we just go and do it?
Yeah.
You know, I've got... are you done? Because I've not told you. I've got... I'm dying. No, I've got a residential weekend with my college course.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice, actually. I'm looking forward to it. I'm worried it's going to be a little bit like this.
It is.
But I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to fling myself into it wholeheartedly.
Mature students.
But here's the thing. Last year, it was in like some kind of like woodland place where they have to go out and do stuff. But because of COVID, it has to be in a posh hotel. Brap!
Thanks.
Posh hotel. It's included in my fee.
Someone can get murdered. That's how it goes. I've seen that film.
We'll see what happens. 0203-286. Okay. Yeah, stop it now, Frankie Panky. Voyeurism by AP Ping Tom. 0203-286-6370. Someone call us up and save us from this hell.
There your pieces. Frogs. There we go. And butterflies.
But also, what... The problem I have here... Upper middle class people going into a working class scenario.
Yeah, telling them to cheer up.
And telling them what is wrong with them.
Yeah.
Right. And it is, that is a, that's an old working class slough company. I remember Tunes. I don't know if it's still there. I don't really go that part of the trading estate anymore, but I remember that. I used to go past it a lot. And it's working class people. Great. Upper middle class company. No. You're doing it all wrong. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some games. Okay, but...
Here's a novel idea. Why don't you pay everyone a little bit more and make their working life a little bit less of a grind?
Fabagio says, when we were in secondary school, we had one of these awful team-building courses and the chap running it would punish us by playing Rasputin by Boney M on cassette. Little did he know that even in 2001, it was still a belter. That's a great song.
Fly Away.
The pieces of one jigsaw have been divided equally between the three groups.
Wowzers. Let's save some people a bit, shall we? Let's play some adverts for the non-subscribers.
Something horrific in the meantime.
I feel you guys deserve a little bit of a break because this is getting dark. Oh, by the way, Shane Ritchie's going to win I'm a Celebrity? As soon as I saw him announced. How can he not win?
I hope so, but I feel like those programs now have just become kids. Vehicles for training up kids okay. to take on roles, yeah. you know, like a la Mark Wright, you know. So I look at people like Jordan, I look at people like, what's his name from Strictly, and I think they'd okay. rather have them. It's all about youth, isn't it? I hope that I'm wrong.
I think Shane's coming across really well.
I think
Shane, of course he is. He's Shane Richie. He's lovely.
Yeah. But what he also knows when he's on the camera.
Yeah, he knows the job.
Is you can take one piece.
Not a chance. Was Shane being a bit nasty tonight? Oh, what happened tonight, Claire? What happened? What did he do?
Anyway, it all levels out.
It all levels out. Although I was never Shane being nasty, because I was.
But the next piece you take has got to join to that piece.
We haven't got enough outsides.
They're not connected.
We haven't got enough outsides. There we go.
It's not even a very big jigsaw, is it? They're big pieces.
No.
The key to getting this.
Doing a jobby and watching a stream. Good times. Welcome, Babalu.
Task right is to work out that they have to come and wait at the table and have a meeting together. Because that will be the catalyst for making the whole thing happen. Until they work that out, and they've had 5 minutes, until they work that out, this won't even begin to happen. What I'm asking myself is...
She's like she's commenting on Brexit negotiations or bloody the vaccine.
Yeah.
How long will that take?
If there's none around there to start with, you can't take a piece down there.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe the same.
And we're not stupid people, are we?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. We can only assume that there's only one puzzle.
There's only one puzzle.
And unless we work together, the puzzle's not going to work.
Correct.
That's why he's the boss.
Right.
How is anybody going to be able to join that up?
Well, they're not, unless they walk over here and have a look at it.
Uh-huh. Is there anything you could do to promote the walking over?
I don't think there is, because I can't communicate with you.
You can't communicate?
You can't communicate, or you can't talk?
What does it say?
Oh, yes, no talking.
It says there, one puzzle. We knew that. So we knew that. Also, why is she holding a massive folder there?
I was thinking that there's nothing in that
folder.
What is
that? 0203-286-6370 if you want to give us a call, by the way.
It depends what you talk, what you class talking as, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I could shout at them, I suppose, couldn't I?
No!
You could sing to them.
No, you couldn't shout at them. Shouting is talking. I'm still talking to you!
Talking loudly.
Yes!
But if you talk to me like that, it's actually singing. Yeah.
Do the rest of that song. I know that song.
Do you?
Yeah, go on. Do the rest of it.
Okay.
Sing along if you know this. This is great.
Bring your jigsaw over to the table. Let us see what we can do. Together now, that's how we will be winning. Bring the puzzle, that's what we'll do.
I love that song.
Oh,
bravo.
Well done, everybody.
Bravo.
Can we go and do some proper work now?
Hazy, if you have, you are, I think you're subscribed, but if you are subscribed by Amazon, now you're tier one, so you shouldn't. Sometimes people will see subs, will see ads, but you shouldn't. So all they have to do is create, okay. Okay, here we go.
Gary, have you got a piece that will...
He's
shouting.
I can shout at you. Have you
got
that's
not shouting,
that's just
it?
Talking firmly.
That's actually what you would call a teacher voice.
Gary.
My sister uses that voice sometimes.
Chimpanzee.
Yes, I have.
Well, they're talking.
Now, are you chewing over there?
Have you got a chimpanzee? Yes, I have.
I'm looking for the edges. Can you help me?
Stick it up your ass.
Thank you.
Oh, can you bring it down and see if it connects?
Is this talk? He's thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, I own this company. What the hell is going on? Okay,
have a look at this one.
What, have you got
there?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
there you go.
Talking.
Yeah. So, obviously,
I still need the back of the neck of an
Okapi. God. I've got a what now?
The back of the neck of an Okapi.
I can't hear you. I think you're talking.
The back of the neck of an Okapi.
Why didn't you say so before?
It it's remarkable.
Turns out we would ace this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Increasing happiness by training the boss to shout at the staff. You're right, bestie. You are right. 0203-286-6370.
What does a bloody Acarpi look like then?
What does a bloody Acarpi look like then? I have no idea. I'd imagine it's a kind of antelope. That's what I'd imagine.
This is being very slow. We've got 10 more minutes to finish this puzzle in. We've got 4 pieces down. You've all got.
She should be wielding the flipping axe now because they are flouting her rules. Is this worth doing or not? I want to see some punishments.
If I was, to be honest, right, if I worked in a place that had these masks hanging up, I'd be wearing them
all
the time.
Yeah.
I'd be wearing the black one. You'd be wearing the black and red one, Catherine. Yeah. And we would be laughing.
You would be attached to the blue cable and I would be attached to the red.
Oh, God, what fun we would have. Seriously.
About 15 pieces each. We've never before had spoon feed a group because I think if you're...
Getting sniffy about it now, eh?
Oh, they're not doing my crappy little project the way that I would like it done. What is going on? We're watching Making Slough Happy from, I think, about 2004.
But actually what they're doing is making Slough shout.
Not used to having meetings. You don't know that having a meeting is the solution to many problems. And that's where you get creative.
She's not furious. Happy.
She is furious. Wow. A wizinator and masks. What more could you need? Well, now they're just breaking the rules. They're just going over when they're not supposed to go over there.
That's why she's annoyed. She's going to make Slough happy, but they're going to make somewhere else miserable because that's the way the universe works.
Having a meeting can solve the problems experienced in a hardware shop, says Happy Hour TV.
They send me out here with that.
Well done, guys. You did a jigsaw for 8-year-olds in an hour. Pathetic. Pathetic.
Hey, come and have a look. Come and see what you made.
What's the
Acarpi?
They
couldn't solve it. They didn't solve it. And we had to push them at 20 minutes and give them the answer. And they didn't solve it because they didn't get together. And it's because in the business, they're not getting together to do problem solving.
Ah!
They're idiots, right. Thank you, Jessica and Philippa. Appreciate that.
And if you, as a business, come together to regularly to problem solve, it's second nature to you.
You would think it would be a very, very easy thing to do. But it wasn't. It was quite hard. And I can't understand how anything that should be so simple could be made to be so hard, actually.
Is that an Okapi?
No.
It looks like it started out as a raccoon and someone got the piece in the wrong place.
They're right, though. Roscoe says they weren't allowed to get together, though. It was all fixed, says Dangra, when they just ignore the rules. That's it. The rules were you can't talk.
You can't wander over to other people's groups. You can't wander over.
So what?
It makes you think outside the box, I think.
Oh, yeah. No. It's catching.
With so much of our lives focused around work and getting things done, many people feel that taking time out to relax is a waste.
So well, behind where that camera is placed, behind there is the old Slough Library, which has now been knocked down and turned into a hotel. And over to the right is the new Slough Library, which is called The Curve. Do you know why it's called The Curve?
Because it's on a bend?
It's curved.
Yeah.
But before they knocked the Slough Library down, maybe this was... I went in there before my sister emigrated, so maybe 6 years ago. I went into the Slough Library for the first time in ages. Time travel is possible. It smelt. Yeah. Exactly the same. It looked and it felt and the layout, everything was exactly the same. And I hadn't been in there for 25 years, yeah. Quarter of a century, and it was the same. It was incredible. Incredible.
That happened to me when I went into the shop I used to work in. I used to work in Topshop in Bedford and used to have to go in and down some stairs, and that was Topshop, and there was Dorothy Perkins on the top floor. I had to leave. It smelled exactly the same, and it can't be the polish they were using. It must be the actual building.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was too much, and it felt like time travel. It felt like I'd gone back 20 years.
Amazing.
It was actually quite a bit frightening.
And we can see that sort of behind this yellow vehicle, this digger, somewhere. I would say sort of this building here is the Brunel bus station. Somewhere sort of about there. That's behind. There's a step. That's where I had my first kiss.
Aww.
Didn't have another kiss for 2 years. Imagine being 15 and knowing what a French kiss feels like and not having another one for 2 years.
Gosh.
Scenes. Have you had your first kiss yet?
Yeah, behind the back of Stevenage, I think.
Is that a euphemism for a bumhole?
No.
Stephen's bumhole.
Richard Stephen.
Oh.
And it was an
what are you doing?
And it was an actual French kiss from a French boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, la, la. Wish. Could you stop turning on the keyboard because you're making it go fast? You just did that, Pat. Honestly, some of these cats... What are you doing now? The volume's at 120%. That's not even possible. Patty.
Oh, you are adorable, though.
I can't know what's going on. Stop it. I've had to stop it. Now I've got to play it again. Why is it going so fast?
Patty, what did you do?
What is happening? What is happening? Pat, what have you done?
She jazzed things up a bit, didn't you?
Pat! What have you done?
Listen to this purr.
No, because she's buggered this up. I don't know what she's done. Right, we close it. I don't want to with this purr.
Twitch custard pie. I was 12.
Twitch. Mate. Right. Hang everybody! Have I got to download it again?
I might have been a bit older, actually. I might have been 13. Still.
Well, the council say I grew up. You'd had two kids by then. Right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We might have to watch that whole thing with the Okapi again.
Oh no! Come on.
It's not going to work.
Correct.
Right.
Hello.
How is anybody going to be able?
Contact me. Pat, this is Pat's fault.
I can shout at you. Have you got the body of a chimpanzee?
How dare you, sir? I'm just very hairy.
Bring
that's my
it
wife.
Down and see if it connects.
It says a lot that his first idea was to shout.
A positive sense of self that you can take away with you.
Oh, what are these guys doing?
Important to us in this.
I don't know because the cat buggered up the video.
You sometimes hear people say.
Ah, this is the guy who
Alan,
took them to the lottery winner's house.
Who's it? Who is it? What's going on?
I don't know. Sidrat said, I forgot to say I got your book today. Ready for some fun reading. Thank you. Thank you. I forgot about the book.
Yeah, there is a book.
I like this guy, but I think he's just talking completely out of the
yard. Why are they sending me out here with that?
There, we'll do it.
Agility to problem solve. It's second nature to you.
you would think it would be a...
that gorilla's face.
That's like one of those rubber
quite
dolls.
Hard. And I can't understand how anything that should be so simple could be made to be so hard. Actually,
it's called a jigsaw.
It makes you think outside the box. I think
outside the jigsaw box.
You do have to get it out, yeah.
With so much of our lives focused around work and getting things done, many people feel that taking time out to relax is a waste. Richard Stevens couldn't disagree
library,
more.
Library, first kiss, we're back. 0203-286-6370, by the way. We're 25 minutes through an hour-long show. This is only part one. and we started this 3 weeks ago. Yeah. So, Retro Faith, we are watching. Pats, please, my darling, if you tread on here and make it go double speed again, you're going to get smacked. Bop, bop. We're watching Making Slough Happy. Can we get a shout out for Retro Faith Knuckles? I'm so sorry that we couldn't raid you last week. I know you know why, but we got banned. We got banned because someone is a pervert.
3.5 inches of nothing but trouble.
There we go. Ian, where's your hat from? Or should I just Google it? You could Google it. I got it from an advert on Facebook. But I also bought a cat's head on Facebook that never turned up. Aww. So
and a baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda, which you owe me the money for because I paid for it.
I thought it was a present.
Well, it was a present, but it didn't arrive. So you owe me the money for it. I bought it as a present for you because you asked me to buy it. So it's not really a present. There's a cat's bum hole.
Well, I've just bought you a policeman's helmet, so we'll call it quits.
No, we won't.
Why?
Well, that's irrelevant. How much did the helmet cost?
£44.
You're a dickhead! You're a dickhead!
They were going for 60. It's a West Yorkshire police
no,
one.
No, mate, you spent too much money. Right,
well,
so
that's
this
why
is
I'm
Slough.
Buying
this
it.
Is my, I had my first kiss. This is the bus station.
Did
I had
you?
My first kiss about there when on the step when I was 15 with Kerry. Didn't have another kiss for 2 years. Now, let's watch this guy, please. This is who I kissed first. This
did
is
you
Kerry.
Go out with her, though?
When I was 17, yes.
Oh.
She had an older. First kiss in the piss. What does that matter? The title of your autobiography? How dare you? One of the documentaries you like to watch. How dare you? Faith did a 24-hour stream.
You're insane.
Nah, mate.
But well done. I know it was for
charity.
Nah,
forget charity,
it was
mate.
For the kids.
Forget the kids.
The Christmas is coming.
People say, don't just sit there, do something. But I'd like to reverse that. I'd like to actually say, don't do something, just sit there.
Eat the... Do something, just sit there.
Yeah, because in modern life, we're just too busy. We're always doing something. People even feel guilty when they take time out. And one of the crucial lessons for life satisfaction is to learn to relax and just take time to be.
Let them, here's the thing, let them pleasure you. You don't have to always be giving the pleasure unto others. You don't have to always let me do this. Let me do this properly. Hang on a minute.
God,
this is wise. You might want to put in a blank tape and record this. Hang on. Bear with. Be worth it. It'll be worth it. Jeez, you guys. Okay, it's not as fast as it used to be in the old days, but it'll be worth it. Right, here we go.
Is this the soundtrack to your shenanigans? Seven new unban requests.
Welcome to Ian's Guide to Pleasure. Allow your body to be pleasured. Let them pleasure you. Do not give of them pleasure. Allow them. Of you. pleasure. 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 What happened there?
That backfired terribly, didn't it?
But, and the thing is, if you've ever had it backfire on you while they're giving you pleasure, it's a tricky one. You need to get them to go downstairs. Oh, I need a drink. Could you go downstairs and get me some water and then just get out the window? If it backfires, I don't want to get involved in any of that stuff. I'm talking about in the bed.
Are you?
Which I have done. I shit the bed in Pakistan and I shit a hammock in my back garden last year.
Yeah, but you weren't sharing either, thankfully. I mean, that's a small mercy of it. It was a solo
Faith
mission.
Says, the only advice I ever got was from... Here we go, we can do this. So this is right, this is right, this is right, this is from the face, this is from the face, this is from the face, from the face. The only advice, I ever got was from my old man, out of the station,
Up, thanks, Dad.
Anyway, let's get back to this, shall we? Right, no, let's not. Let's do our sponsors. Gregorian Emerson Law. Family law. Breaking the law. Loving the law. Kissing the law, getting deep inside the law with you.
If your train didn't pull out of the station on time, you may want to talk to these guys.
Poseidon's safety management. Devon and Cornwall is so much safer because of Nick and his team of gods. They will kick the shit out of bad guys. What are you doing? I'm trying to do the adverts.
Your cats have messed with me, Jean-Michel Jarre.
You're messing with my G.
Not again.
Ian, thank you for the sub. Abbey Care Specialist Addiction Recovery Clinics will have another little tour of their site. We looked at Gloucester. I think there's a video for Glasgow as well. We'll have at that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll have a look at that tomorrow. Addiction and chemical dependency is on the rise at the moment with lockdown. A lot of mental health stuff going on. If you think you've got a problem, might as well give them a call or send them an email, you know, if you want to do it. If you go to abbeycare.co.uk or call them on 01603. I can't read it. My eyes have gone. Where are my glasses? Hang on. These are not my real glasses. These are the cheap off-the-shelf ones, I should say. I don't know where my real ones are. 01603 513 091 abbeycare.co.uk. They've just signed up for another month of advertising with us. Say it.
Mention this advert, this one, and you'll get 25% off.
JPU Records. Oh, yeah. Happy, happy kids Christmas. Oh, yeah, baby, now. Should we do one of their songs?
Let's.
Songs. Songs. Oh, I close the window. Ah, I close the window that the songs are in. Yeah, yeah, baby. Ooh, sweet love. In, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. Uh-huh. All right. A pretty little mama now. Uh-huh. All right. Everybody gonna sing along now. Here we go. This is one of the songs on the album.
You do not have to sing along.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is good. Here we go. This is good. First one. Here comes Santa.
Stop it!
Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Here's a Japanese album that'll make you shed a tear. But it's only £9.99 with 10% off. If you use the code TLNA when you check out your shopping cart. There's the link. And get 10% off any of the stuff there on JPU Records. It is a fun website to fall down in, to get lost in. It's a great little website. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. I can't stress this enough. You can call us anytime you want, even when we're talking, even when you're watching this. It does not disturb the show. It is the show. It's all the show. Us watching this on Shonky Old Show Monday is the show. Me and Catherine arguing, the adverts, the sponsors, they're the show. Your calls are the show. Paul, you're so welcome to the show, Paul. Welcome to the show. You're all welcome, but if you want to give us a call, 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number, or Skype TLNA from anywhere in the world. And we will stop whatever we're doing and we'll take your phone call. So otherwise, we'll carry on watching this.
I think we're in here. Yeah.
To make his point, Richards asked some of the volunteers if they'll join him at a local spa to see if he can float a few ideas.
Oh, God. Right.
Past them.
One, I don't want to do a team building exercise. Two, I don't want to do a team building exercise that requires me getting my kit off in front of a load of strangers.
I would do the spa. I would do the spa.
No.
I would do the spa.
Well, let's see what they're going to do in the spa before
they're
I make
relax.
My final decision.
They're going to relax. Can I crack your back?
No, why?
Because I like cracking backs, because I thought we were mates, and because the sound, with these microphones, will pick it up good. And we put the old reverb on it, that your back, your back
is going to sound awesome.
Selfish. Selfish.
My back, my business.
Odie, I haven't used that code yet. I'm going to use it tomorrow on my brand new PlayStation 5, which is big, isn't it?
It's huge. I think
it
looks a little unwieldy.
I don't think it's very attractive. I think the new Xbox S, which I've got upstairs because it's the kids' Christmas present, is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
The PlayStation 5 is... I think it's ugly. It's massive. It's too big. It's about the third of the size of my youngest. It's too big.
I'm quite excited about the present I got from my nephews this year.
Go on.
I got them a sharer's present.
Yeah.
Because I think they're better anyway. I got them one of them little Sega systems with all the games loaded on. Who's that?
That might be Biggus. Because all my cats are in.
Was it someone going out? No,
it can't
be.
No, they can't. It's locked. That might be Biggus. Is Biggus in? No one's going out. No one's going out. Excuse me.
It's Biggus banging on the cat flap. No?
No sign of Biggus.
Huh. Well, what was that noise then?
I don't know, Catherine.
It might have been George headbutting the...
George was sat on the sofa, mate.
Well, it wasn't George then, was it?
0203. Hey, Michael, thank you for the gifted sub. 0203. Can I crack your back?
No.
Did you decide that I could when I was away?
No. Nope.
Why?
I'd rather not. I don't like it. I don't like clicking. My eldest is always clicking her knuckles and clicking her toes. No, I don't like it. No.
It's good for you. Paul, thank you for the sub. It's good for you.
I'm all right.
It's good for you.
I'm fine.
So selfish.
I don't need cracking.
So selfish.
Leave me alone.
You'd feel so much better.
I'd feel so much better if you would leave me alone.
I'm not doing anything to you. I'm offering
You're certainly
to,
not.
Offering to help you.
I'm fine.
Obviously you're not. I can hear the stress and tension in your back voice.
My back voice?
Your back voice.
My back voice is none of your business.
Let me crack you.
Nope.
I'm going to crack you.
You aren't.
I'm going to crack your heart.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.